Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Got a little bit lag time. It should start momentarily. Gotta love technical difficulties. I'll go ahead and patch you guys in, and if music starts playing, then it's not my fault. We'll go ahead and get things going here. I apologize for the technical difficulties right out the get. We've been hacked. What the world is going on with my freaking board?
What up, it's your boy Slow. What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. This is the Misfits of Gold weekly special. And hey, I got to tell you, the left must be already, their ears must be ringing already, causing technical difficulties in my studio right off the get. I apologize for that. With that being said, we got MF Beck and Travis Hyland on the show today. What's up, brothers?
Marshmallows. How's it going, Don?
Oh, man. People don't really want to hear me talk this week. I mean, they really don't. I mean, it's like, bruh, we were talking about it before the show, you know, about homosexuality and different aspects and things of that. But, you know what? I'm cool with what people do behind their own door. But when a certain movement, a certain aspect of sexuality starts to perplex and play an aspect in the political views and the political movement, it starts to become an issue with me. You know, I'm not a homophobe. I can give two shits that you're into that kind of stuff or whatever. I just don't see nothing good about it. You know, but that's your own business, your own right. But, you know, a relevant thing that pops up with me is, why do we have to be forced into this avenue in life? Why do we have to allow pedophiles and the lesbian and gay community to play such a pertinent role in the political aspects? You know, everybody nowadays is so worried about, oh, I'm going to piss somebody off, somebody's going to be butthurt. But pure fact is, you can't satisfy anybody anymore. You know, you can't come out with a decent argument, because people are going to tell you you're wrong, even if you're right, even if you're factual. You know, society has taken a dip. And, you know, I look at it as they've actually become a clan of dumbasses for the most part. You know, people can hate me if you want. I really don't give two shits because you don't pay my bill. But, you know, I got to tell you, like me and Emma, like we talked about earlier, I love the simple fact that they're screaming at impeach Trump, impeach Trump. And then this lady says, yeah, then Trump will be, then Pence will be president. And they all shut the fuck up. You know, when I sit back and I've watched all this shit over the last few months, you know, it's come to my thought, they don't even truly know what the fuck they're fighting for. They just want to construe and create an aspect of hate. And if you're against them, then you're against the world. You know, those are my thoughts. I'm going to toss it to you, MF Beck. Am I far off?
Nah, man. But it's not just them, you know what I mean? because everybody on the left thinks they're fighting for their own sense of justice, you know, their sense of fucking righteousness or whatever. So to them, it's completely justified, you know what I mean? And the opposition is all fucking demonized. They're all made to be, like, lesser than human. And it works on both sides of the aisle, dude. So you got nobody's willing to sit there and fucking listen to each other. And like what you said, like 80% of these motherfuckers aren't even educated on what's actually happening within their own fucking party. And we'll keep that shit all gangster. All they're doing is parroting what they fucking heard. They do no research. They refuse to look at the other side to see if there's any actually valid points or any type of fucking information that might be able to sway their fucking opinion. And both sides are equally as fucking guilty, dude. And the whole fucking the homosexuality thing, dude, like, I think that's just a fad. I think it's a phase. I mean, call it what it is. Like, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. People are going to do what they're going to do. And you know that they have every fucking right to do what they want to see fit. That's just how I feel about that. But when it comes down to it, it's like, I don't like the fact that it's being politicized. I don't like the fact that it's being pushed down people's fucking throats. I don't like the fact that children are being subdued to it. It's not even the fact that children are being subdued to, like, a, or not subdued, what would be the fucking word? Subjugated, thank you. It's not like they're actually on that level as far as, like, a, you know, only being shown about homosexuality. It's just a sheer fact that these kids are even being taught about sexuality. I mean, they're fucking six. Like, what's the point of fucking doing this? You know what I mean? Like, why even put them through that? It's not the fact that it's gay. It's the fact that you're even talking about fucking things of a sexual nature, dude. It's like, even like when it came to sex education, all that was saying, like, okay, you could get STDs, you could get some kind of fucking nonsense bullshit, and this is how the, you know, the male body works, this is how the female body works. You don't know, you're curious, you don't know this, you're blah, 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 blah. The actual sexual fucking education, dude. Not going in there fucking talking about, you know, oh, well, trans people and these gay parades. Children love gay people. I was just fucking reading that shit this morning. Somebody actually legit said that. Little children love fucking gay people, so this is the safest place for them to fucking be. And, you know, that's a fucking can of worms all by itself. But it's all being used to, like, what would you say? Like, okay, you're going to piss off, like, an entity that's pretty much felt like they've been used. This is what they would call, like, turn spies, right? Like, we know that they're part of society, they're integrating society, but we're going to make them, you know, we're going to feed all their emotions that they've been, you know, outcasted, that nobody gives a shit about them, that they're losing their rights and they're losing this. And these people are getting fucking brainwashed and they're coming up with this fucking this scenario that's not actually really happening. And they're being used by these people who literally don't give a shit anyway. Like, Biden just backed two guys that were all about fucking segregation. Like, that has nothing to do with the gays, but I'm just pointing out the fucking hypocrisy on that. It's like, you know, they want the all inclusion, but we hate this side. Yeah, you know, we got creepy fucking Joe doing this shit, and guess what? He just backed two people that were all for segregation, all fucking for it, like all chips in on that shit. But nobody cares about that because of the left, and that gets back to my fucking point. People on the left are going to side with whatever the left says, whether they research it or not. They're going to believe it to be truth. They're going to believe it to be gospel. People on the right, same exact fucking thing. So when it comes down to it, like, I've asked this question numerous fucking times, but it's like, you know, if everybody's fighting for their own sense of justice, who's fucking wrong? You know, and who makes the fucking right or wrong? Who gets to fucking decide that shit? Right now, there's a narrative that's getting fucking pushed. A lot of people are being brainwashed. A lot of people are being emotionally manipulated. Because think about it, dude, you got the whole entire homosexual community, the trans community, the fucking LGBTQ, fucking XYZ, you know, like, every other fucking pronoun that they want to fucking use, you know, they're all being brainwashed. And then look at it, it's like, Dom, like, this shit affects your mood, bro. It affects how you fucking feel. It affects how you act. Like, think about it. Like, they've intruded into your fucking mind by manipulating these people. So, in turn, they're secondhand manipulating you. And the whole while everybody's sitting there fighting and fucking bickering about nothing outside of our small little fucking differences, you know, and nothing's being accomplished because these people are fucking doing bad shit. And then you got Trump. Everybody thinks he's a fucking asshole. That dude plays fucking chess with people fucking that don't even know how to play checkers, bro. Like, it's ridiculous what's happening right there. Is it going to be good? I don't know. Is it bad? I don't fucking know. Point is that shit's fucking happening, dude. That's point blank fucking period.
Well, yeah, I mean, you heard the left and the Democratic Party and, you know, these liberals bitch about, you know, we don't want to pay for the wall, this and that. Even though, I mean, if you go back, it's on fucking tape, that Obama was pushing for the wall. But when Trump wants it, it's a totally different story. But what I love about it, and it kind of blew up in the left's face, was, you know, they bitched about it. We're not paying for this wall. We're not paying for the wall. Well, you know what? We aren't paying for the wall because, like you said, Trump is playing chess. The rest are paying, you know, don't even know how to play checkers, because in reality, what he did was he sanctioned Mexico. He put an aspect on them that now who's building the wall? Mexico. Who's guarding the wall? Mexico. And if they don't, we re-implement the trade embargo. I mean, so This is a man that is brilliant. And as we all know, I hated him in the beginning. You know, I'm not some staunch Trump supporter, but I like the way the man thinks methodically. I like the way there's always a thought process to his reactions. Now, the one thing I think you hit the nail on the head with the smokescreen aspect of the trans community, the gay community, and all those other aspects. But the part that pisses me off the most is most people are content with a 10, 11, 12-year-old boy twerking at a fucking gay pride parade, little boys fucking dancing at transgender clubs. You know, this is pathetic on all parents' levels, on all aspects. You know, I'm going to ask you, Travis, no matter how fucked up the world gets, we're all responsible for our children, whether we're the people allowing them on stage or we're the people allowing them to twerk at a gay pride parade. You know, we're responsible for the upbringing of the community, kids in the community as a whole. Are we failing the children? And is this problem too far gone that we can't bring it back?
What's fucked up about it is it's being pushed out by the media. You know, it's being pushed out by all of these big fucking outlets like Netflix. Converse just signed a big deal with that 11-year-old drag queen. Netflix is making documentaries about my transgender child. You know, it's being pushed down our throats by these fucked up media outlets, man, and it's disgusting, you know. They're fucking sexualizing children. And I mean, you know, I know you probably gave me this question because I'm kind of the crazy conspiracy guy or, you know, whatever you'd want to say on this panel. But you look at how many things are actually going down in our government right now, with how many pedophiles there are, with Jeffrey Epstein's island being reopened. You know, like, shit is fucking going down, man. That senator in Arkansas, standing senator right now, they're shot in the face. You know, she got murdered, and like 2 days after she comes out and says that she just, you know, stumbled onto this massive child sex ring. I saw 2 days ago that the former vice president of Disney just got sentenced to 7 years in prison for child rape. And apparently, you know, some judge had let him off before on 3 counts of child rape and 3 counts of, you know, sexual assault. And, you know, it's like there are so many fucking members of the media, of Hollywood, of, you know, high levels in our government, you know. These people are intertwined with a massive, you know, child sex ring. And it's starting to be exposed. And you're starting to see, like, all of these, you know, big-name people, you know, Isaac Cappy. Like, there's just a bunch of weird shit going on right now.
Why do you think they're normalizing it?
And then, yeah, and then you have the media and, like, everything that you're seeing on Netflix, everywhere you fucking turn. It's all, yeah, we need to, you know, sexualize the children. All, you know, I saw another state just mandated that, you know, now it's basically government-funded that they will, you know, give your child, your 6, 7, 8-year-old child, hormones to switch its fucking gender, man. It's the most fucked up thing in the entire world, and it's just being normalized. And it's, you know, the last time that I can think of historically that this has happened was fucking Rome. You know, when you get these, you know, pedophilia being normalized, when you get all of these just fucking crazy, you know, hedonistic outside, you know, forces that start manifesting themselves in a culture, man, that's when you're seeing society start to crumble. You know, that's when you're seeing that the empire is fucking falling down, and all of these forces, you know, you just follow the money and you're seeing where it's fucking going and who it's fucking linked to.
Yeah. You know, it's just crazy. You know, I'm getting ready for another birthday. I'm getting ready to turn another year older, and I don't know, man. I see things totally different than the generation behind me and the generation, you know, in front of me. And I don't know. Life isn't just what it was or what I thought it was or what I knew it to be. Life is totally different. It's totally changed. You know, it saddens me because now, I mean, this aspect has been perplexed in the sport world for a while now as far as homosexuality with women, and it's become accepted. You know, you know, I personally, like I said, I don't have a, you know, an issue with people that are homosexual, as long as they keep it behind their closed door. That's their business. But I do have an issue when you got people like Dakota Cochran, gay porn star, you know, taking the place of Brennan Ward at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 6 on June 22nd in Florida. You know, if I was Chris Leben, I would back out of that fight. For the simple fact that, you know, and I'm sorry, people, you could hate me, you could dislike me, you could say whatever the hell you want about me, but put yourself in my shoes in this statement. I don't want no porn star's blood, homosexual porn star's blood in my mouth and my eyes are on me. I'm sorry, I have that right. I don't think it should be instilled in the sport. I don't think it should be allowed in the sport because of the simple fact that, you know, yeah, he might have went ahead tests done and it might not show that he has AIDS right now, but let's say 3 months down the road, it does. Not only does it ruin his life, but it ruins the other individual that he may have just fought and bled all over. You know, I think it's an aspect that doesn't belong in the sport. What are your thoughts, MF?
Well, number one, in California, nobody got to disclose that shit no more.
Yeah.
No, because y'all fucking retards have made it where if you had AIDS and sleep with somebody, it's no longer a felony.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Yeah. You don't even got to fucking say nothing now. Yeah, it's scary over here, bro. I don't know. I got mixed feelings about what you just said. It's like, yeah, I personally wouldn't want to fucking do it. I mean, the dude's fucking, you know, he's been railed. And it's the same thing with a female porn star, but it's like, then again, I'm not going to go fucking fight a female porn star. Yeah, I even have fucking reservations about whether I would fucking sleep with a female porn star to keep it gangster. Like, I just like my wiener too much. Yeah, it's like, okay. And the dude's been a male porn star, whatever. He wants to go fight, I say fucking let him. Somebody wants to sign that contract, fucking let him. Yeah, I think that's all up to fucking, you know, the people themselves. If somebody wants to fight him, go for it. Some people will look past that shit. Some people won't look past it, you know. Like I said, to me, it don't matter that he's fucking gay or matter that he's fucking slept with dudes or fucking whatever he's done. The fact is, dude, I don't know if you got something. Something might fucking be in your system that didn't pop up and then you just happen to fucking bleed on me or, you know, something fucking happens. Like, I'm just not willing to take that risk anyway. Same reason I said I got reservations about sleeping with a porn star. I'm like, you never fucking know. As fucking awesome as that would be for fucking however long it would be. You know, it could be 5 minutes, fucking 15 minutes. I don't love you. But you know, I think it's all a fucking personal preference, dog. You know what I mean? He can do whatever he wants. I think he's definitely got that fucking right. He's been a porn star, dude, whatever. You know, I know fucking strippers. I know porn stars. Like, they're good fucking people. But it's like, there's certain risks I'm not willing to fucking take. But, dude, like, as you said, I'm not going to paint you as a fucking demon. I have no fucking right to do so. You know, if that man wants to go fight, let him. If somebody wants to sign the contract to fight him, let him. I don't think there's anything fucking wrong with it. But now, like I said, like me personally, I wouldn't fucking do it just for safety's sake. You know, if that dude would want to fucking get down on some fucking videos, I'll happily hand his ass to him. I mean, like, happily. Like, fucking, you know, skip to my fucking little bubbles and butterflies, jump up, kick my heels, beat his ass. that's all personal fucking preference. You know, like, I just personally, I don't want to get bled on by nothing. Same reason why I don't fight people in the street. I don't know what you got. I'm not trying to have you fucking bleed on me with a hip or fucking some hip or anything, anything with the H's, you know. I don't want it, and I'm not willing to fucking take that risk. You know, that's why I kick people. I will bust your leg out. I will fucking kick you in the stomach. I don't want you bleeding on me, dog. Like, and I'm not what do they call it, a hemophobe? Yeah, I'm not a fucking hemophobe, but it's just like, I'm a little bit of a fucking meat freak or a clean freak when it comes to that shit. I don't like germs, and let alone viruses.
I'm going to rename that dude Rocket Man, bro.
Rocky didn't do gay porn, but he did porn.
I was sitting there because the Brennan Ward's manager didn't even know this shit had transpired. And so I didn't believe him either when he told me what he had said, because Dakota Cochran had fought in the UFC, and I didn't really pay that much relevance to his career. But then to get these screenshots of, oh, my God, it was the most disgusting crap I think I've ever seen. But, you know, it leads me to the next issue, and I'm going to pose this to you, Travis. Now, California has allowed people that have a low aspect of HIV to give blood in the state of California. What's your thought process on that, and do you think it's creating an aspect that is going to cause a plague type, you know, sort amongst our community, or do you think it's something that when you follow the money trail, that's what truly sits behind this decision in the state of California to allow people who have AIDS to give blood.
He'd be asking you some fucked up shit.
Yeah, but I see exactly, you know where you're leading to, God. And I mean, it's, you look at how much fucking money these pharmaceutical companies make off the fact that now they have, you know, AIDS or HIV to the point where they can manage it. You know, they can give you a pill every day for the rest of your life at the tune of $800 a fucking bottle of pill, and they could keep you on that, you know, forever. Or if they, you know, like China, deem you not fit for their social credit, then, you know, they can just stop giving you what they need to fucking kill you off. I mean, it's, you know, it's fucked up, and it's disgusting, and, you know, it's just one more thing where you can clearly see, you know, the pharmaceutical company's hand in a lot of these shit things. And then, I mean, it's like you look at L.A., man, you look at fucking Skid Row, and it's, you know, the plague just got found down there. The plague happens because there are too many fucking rats, and, you know, the rats are shitting, and they get fleas on them, and then fleas are getting on fucking people. You know, it's almost like they want these kinds of things to happen. It's almost like with San Francisco, you know, they just want the poor people to keep shitting in the streets. And in L.A., you know, fuck the poor people. We'll let them get the plague and have a plague outbreak. That way, you know, everybody can have fucking forced mandatory injections. I mean, it's some evil fucking shit, Don.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could look deeper into it and call it a conspiracy theory, but, you know, excuse me. The one thing that I find comical and hilarious is, and I'm sorry you guys live in this state. I mean, I'm a former Californian. I'm from Sacramento. It's no doubt, but I'm theoretically ashamed of the state. I mean, because they've turned it into a mockery. I mean, come and shit on my door. I mean, I could walk up and shit on somebody's doorstep and it's no longer a crime. I could whip my dick out and piss in public or shit in public. It's no longer a crime. What happened to the days when if you had to take a leak and you couldn't make it home, you jumped out your car and you got a ticket for indecent exposure, you know, something that went on your record forever? Is California going to go back and, you know, like they did with a lot of the marijuana laws and certain criteria and aspects, are they going to go back and forgive a lot of those people that they considered sexual offenders for that, now that they allow people to defecate and urinate outside in public?
No, that's what they get for getting caught. They should have been more ninja. You know, we're veterans over here, dog. Like, you got to know where to go, how to go, how to do it, how to build the homie wall.
Well, fuck,
you know,
now
there's ways to go
on
about doing shit. Not shitting.
Yeah, but
that's
now you can theoretically shit on your neighbor's doorstep and not get in trouble.
No, dog, that's when you go find a dumpster and fucking suck it up if you got to go that bad. Yeah.
That's
your fault for not going at wherever the fuck you were.
Is that not the truth? I can go, if I'm in California and I'm walking down the street, especially in San Francisco, and I got to take a shit, I could pull my pants down and take a shit right there in public without being...
Well, you do look kind of homeless.
Oh, man, don't take away from the topic.
I'm totally not. That actually has to do it. With a certain eloquence, a certain, what would you call? Give me a word.
Subtle.
Thank you. Subtle hint is just righteousness and playfulness.
How can somebody taking a shit out in public be subtle?
No, I'm saying that you were talking about you doing it. I said you look kind of homeless. So you were talking about, you know, homeless people probably get away with that shit because, I mean, there's hella homeless in San Francisco. You know, they probably ain't that. That's why they did it. Because they can't be fucking wrestling fools. They take a fucking jail. So now, well, we can't just tell everybody, you know, not to do it. So now it's like, we gotta let everybody fucking do it. So people can piss and shit where the fuck is he fit.
And jails are full, and they're just building fucking more and more and more jails. You know, at some time the hammer is going to swing back the other way, and, you know, they're gonna stop handing out fucking heroin needles on the street, you know, not allowing people, you know. They're like, homelessness is becoming a massive fucking problem everywhere, man. And it's something that is going to lead to, you know, incredible things down the road, but it's, you look at these fucking politicians and fucking Gavin Newsom, and they're just fucking collecting money, man. They don't give a fuck about the people. They don't give a fuck that, you know, there's this opioid epidemic and the fucking Sackler family's making $600 billion a year off of it, you know, but yet they're still fucking arresting people on the streets for, you know, in some places, shit like marijuana and fucking CBD. But yet, you know, they're allowed to pass out enough heroin to kill the entire fucking country.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're pretty much sedating fucking a whole shitload of people. We've become too fucking overpopulated, and they figure they can't just go fucking kill people. Why not do it this way? At least that's how I would fucking think. You know what I mean? Like, there's way too many people on this planet, dude. Like, we're like a fucking locust. We're like a virus. You know, we're consuming more resources than the fucking earth can produce. You know, and I'm sure people with fucking high standing understand that. But it's like I said, like, wars kill people. Yeah, that's going to fucking take out some. But how are we going to get rid of the rest of the fucking population? If Americans keep fucking populating like it's a thing to do, well, we can't be like China and only limit them to one kid. Why? Because how many people get fucking, you know, get or have children out of fucking wedlock or have fucking anything of that nature? We can't do that in America. So what would be the easiest way to fucking do it down? Sedate them, distract them, get them fighting against themselves, and we'll fucking do it off each other. And then eventually, like what Travis says, then guess what? As soon as they get everybody hooked on the aid, they fucking take it away. Mm-hmm. It's a give and take. I guess how you get fucking people trained. Because once we got you dependent on us, oh, well, now we can take it away. You know, and that's exactly how they're going to fucking do it. They're going to get all these people fucked on their jobs, fucked on money, fucked on drugs. I'm using fuck a lot. But they're going to get a lot of fucking shit done, and then they're going to take it away. And people are going to sit there and not know what to fucking do. They're going to cannibalize themselves. They're going to fucking cause shit, riots, fight. Kill, you fucking name it, because people are going to be fucking freaked out. Like what Travis was talking about, those fucking mandatory injections. How many people are actually going to fall for that shit? And then the second you get around somebody that's not fucking injected, they're going to turn on you. They'll probably fucking kill you. Why? Because they're fucking worried about them dying. Or they're looking for their next fix. Or they're fucking broke. Or they're starving. Or their fucking kid's about to fucking die, and they can't do anything about it. So they're going to go try and fucking steal something. And guess what? You might just have that, be that person that has that something they fucking need.
And next, it's going to be RFID chips for prisoners and shit like that. You get a little crime, they take you in, boom, now you got a tag under your fucking hand.
Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know, man. It's just crazy because, I don't know. I look at everything, and it's just so confusing to me anymore. And I'm a grown man, and it's just like, the understanding of trying to figure out what is going on is, I don't know, it's mind-blowing. You know, you watch Pat Miletich, The Conspiracy Farm, and you look at his thought process and that of his staff, and you watch other shows, and you hear so many different things. But it's like now, I honestly say I just want to throw my hands up in the air and just give the fuck up because, you know, even on social media, if you state what your thoughts or your own opinion, even on your own personal page, the hate comes. You know, and one thing that this mob-like mentality, you know, and I really think, you know, MF, I think you're onto something. Travis, I really think you're onto something. I really think the show or the movie Purge really isn't too far off. I kind of have a feeling that aspect of reality, you know, of realism or television is going to become an aspect of life. What are your thoughts?
Dude, it's not that fucking far away. The fact that it's on TV and in the movie, they're programming people. It's like the same thing I'm fucking getting people used to seeing fucking little kids being in trans, you know, twerking in trans parties. They're getting people fucking used to it, because that way when it actually fucking comes out, nobody's surprised by it, just how I'm not fucking surprised by it right now. But that's exactly how it's going to happen. You do a little bit of pre-programming, feed it to them little by little, in little increments, you know what I mean, little doses, because people don't take change very fucking well. So we just throw a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. Next thing you know, kind of same thing as the fight world. What are you going to do when there's no more super fights? So I was like, well, you got to entertain the people somehow.
Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, son.
You know what I mean? Like, shit's getting all kinds of fucking wild, bro. And you're going to start seeing fucking people offing themselves. You're going to start fucking seeing it. Because they're going to offer people. Because what happens when you have two people that don't have anything to fucking lose? You know, they're going to fucking die on the streets anyway. Why not fucking do this? We can probably make a shitload of fucking money doing this. Who's not to stop them from doing that? Same thing with the druggies. Same thing with the fucking prisoners. You know, it's like, you ain't got nothing else to do, dog. We done fucking got you dependent on us, and we just took it away. Well, now, here's your little fucking option. Because we got to keep the masses still fucking entertained, because the little sheep need to have a fucking sheep herder. You know, it's not fucking far off, dude. Just in general, anyway. You look at football. Yeah, it's getting fucking more weenie and more everything else, but how many people are turning away from football? People are turning away from things that aren't fucking violent, dude. That's why everybody's going to the fight world now. And everything's being fucking politicized. But guess what? One thing is not politicized. The fight world. There's nobody cares. Nobody cares if you're Republican or fucking Democrat in there. I'm going to fight you and you're going to fucking fight me. It don't matter what side we're fucking representing. You know what I mean? And Lord forbid that don't start fucking happening. But anyway, we're already right there. People are already so easily fooled. Think about how quick people are to turn on their own fucking brethren, all because they have a different viewpoint. You know, automatically you're demonized, dude. Like, you're not even a fucking human at that point. So, you know, if you were to go off and do a fight like that, they'd be like, oh, whatever, fuck him. You know, racist ass, fucking xenophobe, fucking blah, 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 blah. He gets what he deserves. They automatically wrote you off, dude, and that'll be your own family, your friends, people you've known for fucking years. You know, many a moon, and your ass don't even fucking... that's where we are, Don. That's exactly where the fuck we are. People will turn on each other, all from a different fucking viewpoint. So why not fucking, you know, start having people going in there killing them? Because, like, you seen the movie Death Race?
No, I haven't.
Well, like, what they did with him was they framed him for a murder and put him in the fucking Death Race, which was pretty much racing around and motherfuckers could die. But they framed him, demonized him. You know, he killed his wife, killed his fucking daughter. So everybody fucking hated him. And so they put him in the fucking race. Because why? Because that's your way out of fucking jail.
In other countries, you can fight your way out of prison. My buddy Eddie that I met over in Thailand, he just fought a guy from Myanmar, and he, you know, got arrested with a shit ton of drugs when he was like 23. He had like a 25-year sentence or whatever. But he won 8 fights in the jail's fucking promotion, and they fucking let him go. And now my buddy Eddie's fighting him in Myanmar.
That's crazy. You know, I don't know, man. It's just I kind of want to take things away from the serious talk for a moment to talk about something me and MF kind of talked about earlier. You know, you watch the sport. You know, they still say the men's aspect is in its infancy. The women's aspect is, you know, just getting correlated in most people's train of thoughts. But then now you see these warriors that are coming up. They're tremendous. But then they're being pushed into an aspect, or they're portraying themselves in an aspect of sexuality. You know, sex sells in the sport. I'm not going to be the one that says it doesn't. I mean, but if you want to put yourself out there half-ass naked and you truly are a world champion or a great fighter, I look at it as kind of disrespecting yourself. And plus, you probably gained 100,000 Middle Eastern fans. You know, people from Afghanistan and shit like that. But, you know, the thing of it is I saw some aspect of a fighter that kind of, I don't know, it just didn't need to be. And I hate to put it out there so bluntly, but I'm speaking of Aspen Ladd. You know, it's a tremendous warrior. She's a tremendous aspect in the octagon. But it's one person I don't want to see half naked. Nothing that enthuses me, nothing that, you know, I don't know, belongs in the sport. You guys know her personally. What are your thoughts on seeing this type of aspect being forced on fighters, or this type of aspect being perplexed by fighters? Because to me, they want equality, but yet they want to show their tits and ass to get the numbers, to get the asses in the seat. So in reality, is there a fight for equality?
Wolf aspect. Sex and violence sells, dog. You can't do drugs in this industry, so that one's fucking out, so why not? They already know. Look at Ronda. Look at any fucking good female champion. If she's sexy, bro, they'll fucking sell. Look at Instagram. Look at Facebook.
Yeah, but my point being, though, is they want equality. They want to be treated fairly. They don't want to be looked at as a token, a sex item, and this and that, but yet they go out there and they expose 98% of their fucking body. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you don't want to die ugly. That's definitely one thing you don't want to do. No, I get exactly what you're saying, bro. It's not taking it serious. You know, I mean, you're a fighter. You're a woman. It's like, should you have more respect? I don't know. There's a lot of chicks that fucking take, you know, risque pictures. But it's like, if you're not about that life, and then all of a sudden you become about that life, I'm going to look at you a little bit different. But if you're a chick that's always fucking showing off like that, and that's just who you are, then that's who you fucking are. But a lot of these fighter chicks, like what you said, like, they want equality. They want to get treated different. But not really, because the UFC is going to be like, oh, well, we're going to give you more money, but we're going to have to doll you up just slightly so we can get, you know, a little more views out of you. It's fucking business, dude, and they're going to do what they're fucking told. Yeah, guess what? You signed a contract. We're going to fucking shelf you. If you don't, we're going to give you some fucking bums. You ain't going to fight shit. You ain't getting nothing. They're going to fucking push you, you know. It's like, you got to play their fucking game. And women, it's like, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. It's like, there's very few women fights that entertain me. Yeah, I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's just that it's like whether they don't hit hard enough, they don't kick hard enough. It's just there's something about two women fighting that just doesn't entertain me. Unless they're the ones that are built like Cyborg, Amanda Nunes, and I mean, they go out there and do shit. Like, they fight like men. I hate to fucking put it that way, but that's the best way I can say it, because I wouldn't fight for Cyborg, and if I had to, I would take that very fucking serious. The sheer fact that I have to do that, yes, that's equality. You don't see Cyborg going out there fucking doing titty pictures and fucking cleavage and fucking, you know, ass this and ass that. Same thing with Amanda Nunes, you know what I mean? So I just think it's like anybody that wasn't about that life originally shouldn't fucking turn to it. And if they do, I'm going to look at you a little bit different. But if you're always about showing them titties, like, look at me, Tate. She's always been a little pretty girl fucking cupcake. That's what she's known for.
Karate hottie.
Like, they want to take some risque pictures? Oh, by all means. That's what you're all about, right? Yeah, you got hottie in the name. You got cupcake in the name. Like, I dig it. You were a stripper at one point.
You got to let a hoe be a hoe.
You know what I mean? But if you're like one of them, you're like down home, respectable, like, you know, equality fucking women, so like, don't subjugate yourself to that. Don't go to that fucking level. You know what I mean? Don't fucking do it. Well, if they want to, they want to. If they don't, they don't. But I just don't think it's worth selling your fucking soul, your pride, your being, you know, who you fucking are, just to make a fucking paycheck. Like, fuck all that, dude. I don't fucking care. I really don't.
First and foremost, if they ever had Cyborg post news, it better be on
hey, I checked out China.
Was that Mad magazine? Because I wouldn't look at that shit.
Bro, you didn't look at China when she came out in Playboy?
Nah, bro.
I had to see that. I had to see that fucking buff chick. You know what I mean? I had to see what it was working with.
WWE fan.
You know, it was airbrushed like a motherfucker trying to make her look femmed out because she looked scary on TV. And then they femmed her out something serious in that magazine. That's when I stopped trusting Playboy. I was like, she is not that fucking hot.
Some things are about novelty, dog. Novelty.
That's what I'm saying. It's just that fact. It's like, you know, Britney Spears. It's like, would it be cool? Yeah. Is it worth doing it right now? Probably not. But just the sheer fact that I did, why not?
It's worth doing it right now. It's just, are you going to be able to leave the house alive? Are you going to wake up in the morning dead? You know, that bitch is psychotic.
Bro, nowadays, it don't even matter, dude. Like, you look at a chick the wrong way, you get a sexual harassment fucking case. Like, I don't even play that game. I don't even look at him. I look at the ground. Like, nope, no, thank you. I'm not getting lured into shit. Nope, you and your fucking trickery and your fucking slut magic.
Nobody's needing you and me.
Yeah, no, not sucking me in with that slut magic fucking blackness. Darkness, no, I will not fucking be manipulated. I'm going to look at the ground and I'm going to keep on fucking walking. Oh, yeah, dude, because, like, you could cheat, you, like, especially in California, you could sleep with a chick 6 months later, she all of a sudden regrets it, and guess who's fucking in court? Yo ass. Because they're going to fucking believe her first and foremost, dude. Like, no. That's just fucking wild over here. Like, that's how they're stopping reproduction right there.
They were trying to take back to where you could withdraw consent, meaning that you guys agreed to meet up, and this happened at a college where text messages are exchanged. Hey, I'll be over there at fucking 7:30. You bring in condoms, blah, blah, blah. You go out, you have sex, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, you end up regretting it. The woman is allowed to withdraw consent. Like, it's getting fucking out of hand, ridiculously fucking crazy.
But I'm going to rod hog her in her ass if I'm going to go to jail for it.
Did you say rod hogger?
Yeah. I'm straight raw dogging that of hey. If there's a chance I'm going to jail, I might as well earn it. Shit. I ain't gonna lie, man. It's the truth, man. I mean, you guys heard about the football player that raw dogged a porn star or a stripper. And then ended up having to go to the doctor, bro, and couldn't figure out why his penis.
That's something you don't do, dude. That's like sticking your head in an alligator. Like, what the fuck, you know, what do you think's going to happen?
How about Dwight Howard?
It's like, yeah, they might not bite your head off, but do you want to take that chance?
You remember Dwight Howard, the basketball player?
The one that got the jalapeno seed up his penis?
He got caught talking to a tranny, apparently. That was some tranny came out and released it. That's why you don't hear about Dwight Howard no more. Yeah, the whitest shoulders in NBA history.
So I'm saying, bro, you just don't talk to nobody. Mm-hmm. Just don't talk to nobody. Nope. I don't already know you. Sorry, dog. There's just too many fucking questions on my mind. Which of the 97 fucking, you know, what do they call them? The 97 genders, 97 fucking whatever they call them.
And other Ken.
And other Ken. They're all 97,000 types of them. Like, no, I don't want to go through that process. It's like, we can go by names first, you know, but then it's like, at the same time, it's like, no, like, what do we got? We got to get into a contract. I was like, for anything, like, even if you have a conversation, even the shit like Travis and I and fucking Party Foul are dealing with right now, it's like, the amount of shit that goes with how people fucking act when it comes down to the greed, what they need, what they want, you know, putting themselves first, because obviously we already know that. You don't trust people, you don't rely on them, or you can trust people, but don't rely on them. You know, and you learn the fucking hard way. Some people change. They could be a good person this year, next person they just end up being a piece of fucking shit. That's just life. That's how it fucking goes. Even what are you going to do? You know, you're going to sit there and fucking worry about it, not live your life? It's a rough fucking road and rough conversation to have with yourself, dude. It's garbage. I fucking hate it.
Oh, man. You know, human sexuality is fuck, man. It's different. I remember my days, hell, a tag team was something special. And nowadays, it's the fucking norm, except for they're dressed like fucking Pokemon and Pikachu and fucking all kinds of crazy shit, bro. The world's fucking gone crazy. It's fucking gone.
You always get that contact, huh?
We need to mark that down because that's one of my favorite jokes you've ever made, John. Tommy, me and the best one right here holds out the fun back.
We're a tag team, meant something. Eyes up top, dog. And now motherfuckers get the furries and Pikachus and shit, like, dude.
I mean, I can tell you what it's not, though, and that's genetically there are XX chromosomes and XY chromosomes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but, bro, I'm not going to dress up like a fucking garden gnome and fucking have sex with somebody that's dressed like a fucking horse. I mean, come on.
I'm definitely not a horse, dude, but have you been to any type of fucking, you know, cosplay conventions? Dog. There are some chicks that
bro,
dress
no,
up
my
like
homie works
anime,
them and he sends me videos.
Bro, leave that shit on. I like
Alien,
it.
You know, I got all kinds of shit up there. An elf, maybe.
Like a chick from Star Wars, bro, I'd get down with that. Like, leave that shit on. I like that shit.
Total Recall.
You wouldn't want to, bro? Like, come on. You're perverted enough. You at least get down with a chick with three tits. Like, come on. That's kinky shit. Leave that shit on. I enjoy the clothes.
Well, it has
but
to
no,
be
no,
one of
no
them
furries,
and it has to be on her
no
back.
No furries, no horse. No, you're not dressing up as no goddamn animal. You know, excuse me. No. But I'll dig some cosplay. I'll dig some costumes. What's that?
Yeah, like, you know, the Japanese anime type aspect. You know, that might work, but nah,
might.
Man.
Please, bro. Please. I guarantee it, dude. There's some ones there. There's fucking, like, actually, like, super famous-ass fucking chicks that do that shit, dude. You look at it, it's like, damn, son. Damn, like, kinky shit.
And it's different if you just want to dress up as some shit for fun or when you're trying to, you know, change laws and push transgenderism and taking hormones on fucking children. You know, that's where I draw the line. I draw the line at when you're trying to give a six-year-old child fucking hormone blockers to turn him into a girl when he doesn't know anything at all because he's fucking six and they shouldn't have, you know. That's why we take care of children. That's where I draw the line.
Well, dude, like, check this out. Like, in California now they got the real ID and you got a fake ID. Or not a fake ID. You got a real ID and a, what is it, like a regular ID. Like, pretty much you got one where you can fly out of state and you got one where you're stuck here. Either way, going through that, and, like, this particular time, like, all since these new ones have been coming out, they let you pick your gender, right? I went in there and tried to fucking put down superhero. They wouldn't let me pick it. Wouldn't let me fucking pick it, bro. And I didn't make a stink. You know, I made a little fucking joke about it. I was like, what, bro? I was like, I actually think I'm a superhero. What? You don't believe in the fucking cosplay people? I'm like, what, do you not think cosplay people are people? And the guy just looked at me like I was fucking, you know, full of shit. And I was just like, what, bro? But they wouldn't let me pick superhero. I was like, oh, okay, so I can't identify as this? Like, what kind of fucking nonsense is this? I believe what you're doing is fucking nonsense. That's why I wanted to get superhero put on my fucking shit. Because why not? If I identify as a superhero, I'm a motherfucking superhero. Fuck y'all bitches. I'm going to exploit the dog shit out of it.
At least you're consistent.
And they wouldn't let me fucking do it. You know what I mean? Wouldn't let me do it. I could have picked fucking Foxkin. They probably would have said fucking cool. But superhero? No. You ain't one of those. I'm like anti-hero. You know, ninja. Like, what you want.
And you don't get to change it. You don't get to change it every day.
Like, hell, I'd have picked fucking demon. You know what I mean? I'd have put something fucking creepy like that. Like, what do you think you are? I don't even think I'm a human. I legit think I'm a fucking demon, you know, spawn a fucking probably half human, half demon. And that's some legit shit. That's not even me just bullshitting around like I don't feel human. There's a lot of things I don't understand with humans.
Put
they need to
milk
give me my
on
shit.
There.
Exactly. They didn't give me my fucking shit. How come everybody else gave you one? Well, I had 9,701. Where's mine?
You should have went on there and put MILF Hunter.
You know? Some of the fucking bum hunter. They won't let me make a fucking mockery of it, but they'll let everybody else make a mockery of the fucking world in general. But I can't make a mockery of their little fucking toys and their little fucking bullshit fucking metaphors and not metaphors and systems. Thank you. Why the fuck did I say metaphor? God, I spoke too much.
You know, I'm still. Hey, Travis, when you go out, is it Travis Island or is it still it's ma'am?
Now I like to switch it up. You know, I'm one of the kind of people who, depending on what mood I'm in, it's really like a Snickers commercial with me. You know, sometimes I wake up feeling like a demon, and
it's like
you know
almond joy amount. Sometimes you got nuts, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes they suck up in me. You know. Weird. Might be a medical problem.
That's fucking highly likely.
This fucking show, I tell you what, we touched on some crazy shit, but it's all in good fun, man. I have a blast at it, man. Sorry I missed the last 2 weeks, man. Shit's been kind of crazy. I had to go back. I had to have back surgery again. Then I shot a fight the following Friday. It just hasn't been a piece of cake, and then my bicep tendon bursted again, and half my tendon is sitting on my forearm, and trying to get the orthopedic to get this shit straight is just like pulling a tooth out of a tiger. But, you know, I'm kind of glad Johnny was
nanobots, dog. The government's trying to blow you up, but you fighting
right.
And you ain't letting them.
I'm kind of glad Johnny wasn't on the show today. You know, sometimes I feel like, because there's certain aspects in his family and criteria that, you know, sometimes he agrees with us, but it hurts him in some aspects because of some, you know, perpetuations in his world. But, you know, I like it when we get to, just the three of us get to get on here and we get to dwell into these types of things because, you know, you got to look at it, and we were talking about it the other day, me and my sponsor, who generally comes on the show every once in a while. You know, the funny thing is, you know, we were talking about, you know, retribution and things of this nature, and I said, well, I got black in me. I said, am I entitled to some of that money? And he said, what do you mean? I said, you can't tell me that somewhere down the line, way back in the day, that old master didn't jump in the barn and get him a little strange. I said, and you can't tell me throughout history that hasn't occurred. So there really isn't a true white race. There really isn't a true pure race in this nation or in this world or, the, you know, any other aspect. You know, when you look at it and you peel back all the layers, we actually are a truly diverse culture, but nobody really wants to accept that aspect. Why is that?
What happened? One more again? I totally didn't get the last part. You had me thinking about what you said fucking a little bit earlier.
I was saying, why do people not want to accept that our society is totally an aspect of all different races combined? You know, there is no true pure form of one race.
Well, that goes right back to what I was saying earlier. It's just because they're being told to, bro. You know what I mean? There's people that feel like they've been shit on their entire fucking lives, and now it's like they're being told that they're 100% justified to do so. So, you know what I mean? They're going to act the way that they're going to act. Dude. That's just the way it is. But some of these people, they want their reparations and everything else, and it's like, it's cool. Like, I fucking dig that. You know what I mean? Like, I get everything about that. Like, 100%. Like, I fucking totally get that. But, you know, last I checked, there were people that were, you know, of all types of fucking race, creed, credo that fought in the fucking, on the north side, you know, the ones that liberated or whatever the case might be. And there's people on the fucking Democratic side that fucking did. But it's like, why would you want only reparations from, you know, like, all white people? Like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, what did you say? Like, there's so many people here that are mixed that came fucking second generation. And what about the fucking white Europeans that fucking, you know, immigrated over here? Like, what, are you going to say that they're fucking responsible and owe you some shit, too? It's like, how does that make fucking sense? It's like, you don't want to be labeled as, you know, everybody as a group. You want people to be labeled as individuals, but yet you're going to group all white people together. Like, there's white immigrants that are here as well. So how are you just going to say all white people?
What is white?
I mean, that's another fucking thing.
You know, fucking Armenian? You know,
but don't get me wrong. I actually got a buddy of mine that brought up this argument. It's actually a fucking brilliant argument. He was like, you know, the reason why they got Black History Month, right? It's because there's a lot of black people that don't actually know where they're fucking from. And, like, I totally got that. Like, at that point in time, like, I was like, you know, that fucking makes sense. That is a logical argument. But he's not one talking about reparations. You know, he was just talking about fucking that's why we got Black History Month, because a lot of us don't know where we come from. It could be Nigeria. It could be fucking Rhodesia or Zimbabwe now. Fucking, you know, they could have come from anywhere fucking over there. None of them have a fucking clue. So, like, I dig that. But it's like this whole, you know, people accountable some fucking out, like, 100-some fucking years later. Like, how does that fucking work? Especially, like, you, what, you're going to hold the people that fought to fucking free you? Like, okay, you fought to free me, but now you're going to give me money, too. It's like, how does that fucking work? You know, like, I dig it. Like, if you want to get, like, the people that actually own slaves or people that, you know, profited from slaves all the way up to the point where it became illegal, like, how far did that go? You know, and check down the fucking line. But these people always had a history of doing that, and their family was big in that shit. Yeah. You know, if your family fucking profited and you still profited this day from that same, not organization, but entity, you know, that enslaved the fucking ancestors or whatever, and they're still profiting off that same, you know, type of system, then yes, you should definitely be held accountable. So I could see it happen, I could see it not. But no, not all white people fucking were born here. You know, there's a lot of motherfuckers that immigrated all around that same fucking time. But then it's like at the same time, nobody wants to speak up for the Chinese. Nobody wants to speak up for the Japanese. We actually had fucking internment camps here, dude, like concentration camps here for them. For them. But what, oh, they weren't slaves. Oh, okay. They were in death camps, but that's cool. Like, that doesn't matter. Nobody cares about them, or the Irish, or the fucking Italian. Nobody cares about all them. No, fuck that. They're from Europe. They're not immigrants. You know, they didn't get brought over here as slaves. Like, okay. So they didn't get tricked to come over here. How many fucking immigrants, you know, just came over here, were able to get citizenship just to fight in that fucking war? Like, how crazy is that, dude? Like, how fucking crazy is that? Well, we're going to hold those people accountable for slavery? Right.
Just like with the Chinese people, I mean, the American railway system was built by the Chinese, so, and the African Americans. I mean, it's, I don't know, people need to open up a history book, and maybe they won't be such assholes when they jump on social media. You know, maybe watch a documentary if you're too dumb to read, you know, or the single wide ain't big enough to hold a book. Fucking, you got Netflix, you know, look at life. Learn about what you're talking about before you open your toothless mouth. You know, I don't know, man. I'm a little hateful today because I watch this shit perplex, and it's getting to be just a little bit too much for me. So my parting thought for today's show is, unless you know something about, you know, an aspect, unless you know factual evidence, keep your mouth shut. You know, you don't like a post, you don't like a statement, scroll past it, because only posting on it and construing hate only truly shows your ignorance. With that being said, I want to toss the mic to Mr. Travis Hyland. We'll get his final thoughts of today's show. The floor is yours, homie.
I mean, man, just to touch on the little last segment you had there on reparations, it was the top 1% of 1%. That even owns slaves, you know, and if you look at those people, it's the same fucking people as today. It is, you know, we have like 700 or 800 people in the entire fucking world who are the ones who are responsible for, you know, basically everything shitty that's happening to the poor people and the regular person. You know, it's the same fucking families, it's the same fucking bankers, you know, from the top down that it's always been for the past 300 years, and before that, you know, you go to the Queen of England and, you know, that for thousands and thousands of years. But it's exactly like you said. I mean, they're even coming out now saying that the Queen of England is related to the Prophet Muhammad. She has, you know, some kind of Middle Eastern, you know, blood in her bloodline. It's like, yeah, everybody came from fucking Sumeria. She's over by fucking Egypt. You know, and if you want to believe the, you know, scientific evolutionary perspective, everybody fucking came from Africa when we evolved from. So it's like, how far back do you want to take your tribalism, huh? Do you want to take your tribalism 10 years back? Do you want to take it to your grandma or your grandpa? Do you want to take your tribalism back, you know, 30,000 years? You know, it's just fucking, it's another thing that's being pushed down our throats by the media who's pushing this transgenderism on fucking children. And it's all to get us to fight amongst these little groups. Like, how many fucking groups can we create for people to bicker and bitch about all the shit that doesn't actually matter? You know, while the same fucking 100 bankers and the same, like, 1,000 people in the world in the fucking Bilderberg group continue to have all of the money and all of the wealth and all of the fucking resources, and they're doing whatever the fuck they want and passing whatever the fuck they want and, you know, pushing as many wars down our fucking throat as ever. And, you know, it just keeps going and going, Don. I mean, everybody out there, I urge you, you know, like you said, listen to Pat Miletich's The Conspiracy Farm, you know. Sam Tripoli has a podcast, Tinfoil Hat. Like, there's a lot of these, you know, podcasts and a lot of these individual will never be on, like, a big CNN fucking network, you know. You have to find honest people who are at least speaking their own genuine truth. Whether or not you agree with everything you said, you know, you have to find people who are being fucking honest. And there's so much out there fucking being exposed, you know, between the fucking Nexium cult and, you know, just massive amounts of child pedophilia and all kinds of shit that are fucking going on, man. And we're seeing a lot of the empire and a lot of that, you know, shroud fucking fall. So I urge everyone to do some fucking, do some research, listen to Pat Miletich, you know, listen to some of these guys who are, you know, in the know and are exposing, you know, common truths that just people don't, that normal people don't really, you know, because you're not fucking taught it in schools and our broken education.
Yeah. See you there, homie. MF, your final thought of the week?
Yeah, I'm actually going to piggyback off what Travis said, but I'm going to add the second part to that. Like, you know, you got to educate yourself, number one. But number two is you got to always keep in mind what you're going to do once you educate yourself. Are you going to contribute? Are you going to try and fix something? Are you going to try and help something? Are you going to be a part of the, you know, part of the argument? Are you going to be a part of the problem, part of the solution? You got to figure out what you're going to do. It's more than just, you know, in chess it's called an end game. Most people just go piece for piece, you know what I mean? But it's like when you go against a real chess player, there's an end game. There's a setup. There's a plan to execute, like, everything that's going to happen. But then game's over, so now what? And that's also another part you got to figure in. So not only do you got to have a plan on what you're actually going to fucking do, you got to figure out what you're going to do after that plan succeeds. You got to figure out what that, you know, what's going to happen if that plan doesn't succeed. Like, it's, you got to educate yourself. You got to, you know, anticipate the future, and you got to focus on the now. You got to pretty much do all three.
Yeah, I kind of feel you there. Man, you know, it was great to do another show again. I apologize for the last 2 weeks. Shit, man. Things have been flying by here and there and getting back on track. But for the most part, man, we're back on the swing of things. Hopefully, got my birthday this weekend. After that, I got Wiz Khalifa. And then I'll be in Oregon. But we'll make things happen one way or another, man. It was an honor and a pleasure to do the show with you today, my man. Wish you guys the best of luck, and I'll holler at you when I holler at you.
Always a pleasure, Don. Much love.
All right, man. Peace out, brothers.
Peace.
Oh, man. Like it, love it, or leave it. You know, that's life. Have a good day. God bless.